Savior of the nations, come. The Advent season comes to a close this morning as we move into Christmas Eve this evening, and then Christmas Day tomorrow as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, and we look forward to sharing with you the anticipation of the birth of Christ. This year, the liturgical calendar makes a rather abrupt change, as the fourth Sunday in Advent, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day all occur in 2 days. Readings for the last Sunday in Advent, Christmas Eve, Christmas Midnight, and Christmas Dawn all tell of the presence of an angel or angels in their function as messengers of God. We will consider two of these appearances, the Advent Annunciation to Mary that she would be the mother of Jesus, and the Christmas proclamation to the shepherds that Christ the Lord was born. The Gospel reading from the first chapter of St. Luke for the fourth Sunday in Advent tells of the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary to tell her that she would give birth to Jesus. We then hear a musical setting of the angel Gabriel.
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Lord of mercy, Mother, thou shalt.
The historic readings give St. Luke's account of the birth of Jesus for Christmas midnight, which tells of events up to the appearance of the angels to the shepherds, and Christmas dawn, which tells of the shepherds leaving their sheep to find the Savior, and telling the good news to everyone they met. We hear a musical recounting of the event in a setting of While Shepherds Watched.
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you.
The St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, wishes you the Lord's richest blessings during the Christmas season and always. Please consider joining us for candlelight worship this evening, Christmas Eve, at 6:30 and again at 9 o'clock. There will also be a Christmas Day worship service at 9 a.m. and a New Year's Eve Day service at 9 a.m. The regular worship services of the congregation will resume at 9 o'clock, Sunday, January 7th. Those services are followed immediately by Sunday school and Bible class. Everyone, no matter the age, is always welcome to worship with us at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. During the Christmas season and always, we proclaim, glory to the newborn King.